for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, Thanksgiving Day, November the 22nd, 1984. Thanksgiving weekend, camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Michael Cameron of the Cameron family is the speaker of the evening.
It's indeed a privilege tonight to have the Cameron, we generally say family, but all the family isn't here tonight. But we bless those because we're used to having some more of the family, Maggie and Robert's wife and some of the others in the past years have always been along. But we're so privileged to have them. I first met Brother Michael in London, England in 1965 on the Full Gospel Businessmen's Airlift. I met him and Alec. I met Simon wasn't there the first time. And then a year later, John came back to California and we met John up in Fresno. And then a few months later, Simon and John and Michael came back to a Full Gospel Convention in Los Angeles. And then from then on, we have been close friends continuously. The Cameron story, which is in a tape back there, was made in our house in Los Angeles, California. And at that time, we had all the Camerons. I don't know if your dad was along or not then. I think your dad was even there. But I know Simon and Alex and John your sister, Chris, were all at our house, and the whole family participated in making the tape that's called the Cameron Story. And you'll enjoy it, and you'll cry with Simon as he tells the story of how they were all alcoholics, and through the grace of God, after God saved Michael. Then they came in one by one, fighting and kicking all the way. Drunkards laying drunk for the devil, but God got a hold of all of them and brought them in. So there's hopes for everybody. So don't give up. Don't give up because God hears and answers prayer. Well, it's an honor and a blessing to have them with us again. They were here once before and stayed for a couple of weeks and rested. Michael was with his wife and some of the children, but it's a blessing to have them. And Michael, come and minister the word of the Lord to us tonight and close the service and however the Lord leads you in prayer or praying for people or ministry, whatever, and I'll get that turned on for you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. How many are enjoying the presence of the Lord tonight? You know, the Bible says the earth's going to be filled with the presence and the glory of the Lord. Because there's a glory in His presence. Can you say amen? As the waters cover the sea. And I've often wondered how God's going to cover this earth with His glory. And then the Holy Ghost showed me it's going to be done by you and me. Amen. As you get filled with the Holy Ghost. And as Jesus begins to occupy your vessel. And you can turn on for God. God sets a light in your spirit. That's not going to go out. And you're going to light up the rest of the world. Be it this company or other companies, God's got an army that's marching through the land. Can you say amen? Amen. We were with Judge in Cornwall the other day up in Canada, ministering with him and a brother, J.B. Oakes. And he didn't like that term army, but I like the term army. Do you?
Amen.
God's got an army. Yes. Well, maybe we're not conscripts, we're volunteers. But I'll tell you, we're here because we're in service for the King. God speaks of soldiers, being a good soldier. A soldier speaks of discipline. And you know, we're not brought into the army to do as we please, but we're brought into the army to do as He pleases. Can you say amen? You know, in the body of Christ today, it's sad to say, so many folks are doing as they please. But I'm believing that the time is coming when there's going to be a unifying power of the Holy Ghost. It's going to break down every division, every enmity, every hardness, and we're going to flow together under the goodness of the Lord. You know, God has been moving with the Cameron family for years, and one of the themes that God has given us as a family is unity. Unity. I'm not talking about uniformity. We'll maybe never get uniformity, but we can get unity. Can you say amen? Loving one another. This is one of the songs that Robert wrote in some years ago in Phoenix when we were traveling. Loving one another, gathering in one accord, lifting our hands, joining our hands together. There's something about the hands. You see, your hands are an extension of you. And when we join our hands together, I'm extending my spirit to your hand. And God is touching you through me. And I believe when we join hands together, there's strength in unity. Can you say amen? And God, I believe more than ever, is joining the body of Christ together. I believe more than anybody else, we have the opportunity to see what God's doing in the world today. God spoke to us. We've known Glenn. This is a precious couple, Glenn and Irma. We've known them for years. We love them dearly. I believe that their hearts are beating for the gospel, beating for the kingdom. I know their heart because I know there's a tenderness in Glenn. He weeps to see the glory of God filling the earth. He weeps. And I believe Irma weeps with them because their hearts, they've given everything to this work. We've known them for years. And we don't say this flatteringly. We say this to the glory of God. Thank God for people whose hearts the Lord has touched. Can you say amen? You know, there was a day when we met these folks and I knew right away that God put us together and we would talk of the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Hallelujah. You see, His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And I'm looking for the day when the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. Can you say amen? And then cometh the end when He's going to take the kingdoms and He's going to hand them back to the Father. And the Father's going to be all, you know, He's going to be as He was in the beginning and ever shall be. Amen. From everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God, so boundless ye is the same. God never changes. You and I change. But let me tell you tonight, I believe God is bringing us today into a state of God consciousness. You hear what I'm saying tonight? I'm not talking about self-consciousness. For years, the church has been robbed of blessing because of self-consciousness. Because we've been so near to feel what self would think. You see, our self, our pride, you call it what you like, is hurt when we see somebody else a little bit more fanatical than we are. Somebody said, you know what pride is? When you see somebody else a little bit more fanatical than you are. But listen, we need to be fanatical for God. We need to reach beyond the boundaries that others have reached. These are not days of timid walkers. These are days of those who go beyond that second mile. Can you say amen? The Bible says that with Jesus, He went a little further. And if you are God and I are going to be anything for God, we've got to go that little further. God's looking for Christians tonight who will go a little further. Can you say amen? Ego, I feel the Spirit of God here tonight. You know, I feel tonight that God's going to bring deliverance to many in this building. I sense the presence of God. See, we've been in services where the presence of God has enveloped the building and people have been healed sitting in their seats. I believe the time's coming when we're going to see the mass miracle taking place as the presence of God comes upon the people. Can you say amen? And you know who's going to do it? You and I together are going to bring the presence of God into the midst of His people. You know, I was thinking today, and I'm just conversing with you right now. You know, when Joseph was dying, in Genesis chapter 50, if you study Genesis, it begins with in the beginning God. It begins with life. But if you read the last few verses, you know what it says? A coffin in Egypt. It begins with life and it ends with death. But you know why? It was a coffin in Egypt. Joseph had been sent ahead. The Bible said to save much people alive. And I believe the church, that Joseph is a type of the church and a type of Christ. We've been put into this world that much people are going to be saved alive. Can you say amen? But you know, Joseph went ahead and Joseph was a dreamer. Thank God for dreamers. We need dreamers. You know, when you stop dreaming, you stop developing. And I thank God that us dreamers, you know, some men see things as they are and say, why? I think it was J.F. Kennedy that said it. But others say, look at things and say, why not? I'll tell you, we need to dream for God. These are days when we need to dream for God. We need to see the bigness of God. I'll tell you, we're too small in our thinking. And Joseph was put in a pit because of his... I don't know what's going to happen to some of us someday, but he landed in a pit because he told his dreams. Maybe if he'd held his tongue and never told his dreams, he might have got off a little better, but he told what God showed him. And sometimes when you and I tell what God shows us, we suffer because of the vision. Amen. But where there is no vision, the people perish. But listen, with a vision, the people flourish. Thank God for men of vision today. When Joseph went to Egypt, the Bible says he brought up his children and his children's children. You know, he brought up his great-grandchildren. I'm a granddad, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I love my grandchildren. Could you say amen? I love to see my little grandchildren. And you know, Joseph saw his grandchildren and his children's children brought up on his knees. And the time came when he called his brothers to his bed, said he was dying. He says, you know, he says, I'm going to die. I'm going the way of all flesh. But listen, I've got a message for you. He says, you're going to leave Egypt. Mother looked at him. Why leave Egypt? Because you brought us to Goshen and you brought us to a comfortable land. We feel so comfortable. But you know that when you get so comfortable, God disturbs your nest. When you get too comfortable, you know, the eagle, when he begins to train his young and they're there right up in the crag and he takes them to the highest point where nobody can disturb his nest. And, you know, he builds up the beautiful nest and it's all furry inside and padded and they don't feel the twigs that are behind, you know, these soft places. And, you know, one day this mother bird begins to pick at the down and pick at all the nest. And, you know, before long there's only hard pricks, hard rubbing edges and these little chickens, these little eagles wonder what's going on. And they said, you know, they're looking constantly at their mother, and suddenly the mother picks them up and lets them go over the side. Oh, they said, mother's going out of her mind. And you know what, they're plummeting to the earth, and suddenly the eagle comes, gets beneath them and lifts them to safety. She does it a few times until they learn that these things that's on their shoulders are wings. They lock in their wings and they begin to fly. You know, I'll tell you something. God brought Israel out with eagle wings. And you and I have got eagle's wings tonight. We are not, as somebody said, it's hard to fly. It's hard to fly like an eagle when you're living among turkeys. Well, it's true. You know, it's hard, but I want to tell you, God can raise you from the turkey stage to the eagle stage. Can you say amen? You know, the beauty of the eagle, she doesn't stay with turkeys or crows. She gets to us a height that other birds can't reach. And let me tell you something. We were meant to dwell in the heavenlies. Can you say amen? That is our positional reckoning and the purpose of God. And Joseph had gone on ahead. He was a mighty eagle for God, and God used him. And he was dying. He says, now, I've got news for you. I'm leaving shortly. They said, but what? We're at comfortable homes. You know, we love our comfort, don't we? You know, comfort can be one of the things that can really keep us from the will of God. Comfort can keep us from doing what God wants you to do. But you know, God's got a way of getting to your comfort. And God's got a way of getting to your easygoing stage. And God can make it so uncomfortable like the eagle. And the wonder, Lord, Potter, I had a song once. It maybe didn't sound too good. Potter, what are you doing to me? We begin to think, what's a potter doing? Is he chipping more than he should? No. I heard somebody say, I think I read it recently, you know, we kick against the potter's wheel. But you know, if we only knew that God is fashioning us for our highest good, God's working on us that we may be like Jesus. Can you say amen? The ultimate purpose of God that we have destined to be conformed to the image of his Son. I heard many years ago a preacher, and listen to what he said. You know, when God saw the beauty of Jesus, his Son, when he saw that beautiful walk on earth, a desire under the heart of the Heavenly Father that he would have a people in heaven just like Jesus. And you know, that's exactly what it's going to be. Heaven's going to be filled. The kingdom of God's going to be filled with a people just like Jesus. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And you know, getting there, sometimes is hard. Getting there, sometimes is hard. Oh, I'll tell you, God knows we don't like our feathers ruffled. We don't like our nests upset. But you know, when we get to glory and when we get wherever we're going, we don't know something anymore. But when we get to where we're going in God, we're going to ask God some questions. And then we'll understand that the dark threads were as needful in the skillful weaver's hands as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern that he has planned. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. Because the dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hands as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern that he has planned. You see, God sees the other side of the design. It's perfect. We just see the unfinished design. But let me tell you tonight, you're bound for perfection. You're going on to perfection. I believe we're saved a perfect salvation, but we're going on in holiness, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Can you say amen? We're going on. Whatever we're going on. We're going on. You know, this is Thanksgiving Day. And Columbus, when he was making for this great nation, he didn't know how great it would be. And every day he wrote in his log, another day, another day. If he never sailed on, he would have never arrived at this great United States. But he said in his log, another day. And we sailed on. Let me tell you something. We've got to go on. You know, Joseph went on and he was telling his brothers. I think I'll read it briefly. So you may get a gist of where we're coming from. It's in the last chapter of Genesis. I could tell you from memory, but maybe you'd like to hear the word. Verse 22 of 50th chapter of Genesis. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt. He and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim, third generation, the children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. Isn't that beautiful? As a granddad, I can see him bring up these grandchildren. I love grandchildren. You know, some folks don't like to think they're growing old. I rejoice that I've got grandchildren. I'll be delighted to see my great grandchildren. He brought his great grandchildren up his knees. He lived a full life. It's not how old we get. It's not how many years we live. It's how much we put into the years that's going to count. Can you say amen? And Joseph said unto his brethren. Now let me tell you, you know the story of the brethren. These are the same brethren that sold him to slavery in Egypt. And always behind their heart was a lurking fear. One day, Joseph would reward them for what they did. You know, they maybe thought in their heart that when the dad, Jacob's gone, you see, the old thought that the father keeps the family and the mother keeps the family together. And a seductive feeling came into their spirit. One day, our dad Jacob will die. And you know, Joseph will take his revenge. But listen to what happened. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, God will surely visit you. You know, I love that word. I love it. I just want to raise it in your spirit tonight. This is the message that God's going to give you tonight. But God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land, listen, which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Jacob was his father. And God has sworn to Jacob, and let me tell you something, his name is Jehovah. He's a great I Am. He's a God that makes covenants and keeps them. And let me tell you, when God has promised you and I, he's going to keep his word. Let me tell you, God will keep his word. And Joseph, if anybody could say from the dungeon to the throne, it was David. It was Joseph. Let me tell you something tonight. I don't know about your life. But as I look back in my experience
There's been many things that I would have liked to change. There's many experiences maybe that I went through that, you know, have been hurting. They've really got at me and they've maybe got at you. But I want to tell you something. It's all in grown up in Him. Can you say amen? Listen, not till the loom is silent will God explain. Many things I don't understand. When Job was tried, and Job went through that trial, and let me tell you tonight about Job's trial. We talk about the patience of Job. And the Bible says that he was a man that loved God and eschewed and he hated evil. And yet why did God allow the trials to happen to him? Well, I've questioned God really the same. I said, Lord, why? And listen to what God said to one day the sons of God and appeared before the Lord, and along with him was the devil. He always comes at an odd time, but he's still subject to God. Let me tell you something. God's got the devil on a piece of string, and he can do what he likes. Someone has said, when we look so high, it's the devil, but when we look higher, it's God. Amen. Listen to that tonight. When we look so high, it's the devil, but when we look higher, it's God. You know, in Revelation 4 and 1, we read that John was being shown that beautiful revelation in the book of Revelation of what was to come. And it showed him the plight of the churches in the first three chapters, in the second and third chapters, and in the first verse of the fourth chapter, the Bible says that John, he says, he saw a door open in heaven. And thank God tonight that the heavens are open. Aren't you glad tonight? Thank God tonight there's an open door in heaven. And he didn't see, and it's when he looked into that door, it was right into heaven. He didn't see God wringing his hands, wondering what's going to happen. He saw a throne. He saw a throne. And John maybe was given to thought, well, here am I, an old man on the Isle of Patmos, banished for the word of God. What's going to happen to the generation of Christians? Because I'm the only one left. He was the only one that didn't suffer martyrdom. And as he looks into that room, he sees God sitting on his throne. Listen, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Can you say amen? And we on the earth, we shall never be moved. God throne has never been threatened. God's throne has never been moved. There's never really been any threat of that move because, listen, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and God has shown John he was in total command. As he came before God and the angel, the sons of God were there, God said to the devil, have you considered my servant Job? I wonder tonight if God is going to say that to you tonight. You know, have you considered my servant? And have you considered my handmaiden? You know what he did? He precipitated a crisis in the life of Job. Because the devil answered back, well, I'll tell you something, God. He doesn't sell you for nothing. You put a hedge round about Job, and if you take it away, he'll curse you to your face. The Bible says, whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. And God says, you've got permission, but there's one thing I will not allow you to do. You'll spare his life. You'll not take his life. I think sometimes when I've gone through some trials, that's all I've been left with, my life. I don't know if you know the feeling, but I'm glad to get out alive. I don't know about losing things, sometimes you've lost everything, but I'm glad to get out to the other end alive. Let me tell you what happened to Job with his three friends. And with friends like these, who needs enemies? They pointed every defect he had and every one he didn't have. How many good friends like that? No, don't put up your hand. You're making it trouble. And something happened with Job, and then the young man came, and then God came on the scene. Aren't you glad that God comes on the scene? The last word is God's. Amen. Listen, he's the Amen. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And he's the in-between as well. God's taking care of you, brother and you, sister. God will take care of you. He took care of Job. And God began to talk to Job, and Job responded. Listen to what he said. I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now mine eye seeth thee. Listen, the only way someday you're going to see God is when we're tried. Is it the job when I'm tried, the job I'm going to come forth as gold? The only way someday we're going to be God-like is through the trials and the problems. Every joy and trial cometh from above, placed upon our dial by the Son of Love. Can you say amen? You know, the devil tempts you to destroy you. Did you know that? But God tests you to strengthen you. Can you say amen? The devil tempts you to destroy you. But God tests you to strengthen you. Listen, brother and sister, we're going through. We're going on. Can you say amen? God says, listen, when Jesus came in Luke chapter 8, and he said in that ship, he said, let's go over to the other side. That ship nearly sank in the middle. It would have made no difference if it had sunk. Jesus said the other side. And though he had to carry them in the boat, he would have brought them to the other side. Because he said it, and I believe it. And that finishes it. Because the master in command was in the ship. Let me tell you who's in command of your life tonight, if you're committed to Christ. God's in total command. Amen. Job said, I've heard of thee. And I want to tell you something. A whole lot of our experience here tonight can be hearsay. You know, we maybe just start with maybe a year saved, 2 years saved, or a few years saved. And we think, you know, that, well, what's God doing to me? Hey, Potter, what you doing to me? But listen, God knows what he's doing. A chopping a little here and a chipping there. We've been brought from the quarry of sin. We're rough diamonds. And God's got to chip off these rough edges until he gets us into a perfect prism. But he ain't look at us. Somebody said we're going to be like gold. And gold is only pure when you can look at it and see your image. And God's only going to be satisfied with you and me when he can look at us and see his image. Can you say amen? We're being conformed. I'll tell you, we kick like Saul against the pricks. But if we knew that God was doing it for our highest good, for no chasing for the present seems joyous, but grievous. But afterwards it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. Are you being exercised tonight? Are you being exercised? You know, God loves to put you through your exercises. The Holy Ghost is maybe exercising you tonight in a certain realm, in a certain avenue. But let me tell you tonight, at the end of that exercise, you're going to come out better, not bitter. Can you say amen? You cannot be bitter and be blessed. But listen, you can be bitter. Conformed. And Joseph said, listen to what he said. God's going to visit. I'm going to die. But God will surely visit you. I'll tell you, this is Joseph, a type of Christ. A type of the church. And he's speaking to the brethren he's leaving behind. He's leaving his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. He's leaving his brothers. He's telling them, he says, I'm going to my long home. But I've got good news for you. Listen, I'm dying. But because I'm dying, that doesn't mean the purpose of God's finished. And though we would go tomorrow, listen, the purpose of God will still go on. Can you say amen? You know, God doesn't need us, but we're privileged to work with him. Amen. God can do it without us, but he's privileged. We're co-workers together with God. Hallelujah. And God said to Joseph, I'm going to leave. But he says, God's going to bring you through. There's going to come a time when you're going to leave Egypt's shores. There's going to come a time when you're going to leave this place. And you know, Egypt's a type of the world. It's a type of bondage. You know, Psalm 137, when Israel was in bondage, they were asked, somebody said to them, sing us one of the Lord's songs. And they said, how can we sing the Lord's songs when we're in bondage? You can only sing when you're free. You can't sing in a land of bondage. When you're in bondage, all you can do is moan and complain and grumble. But in Psalm 126, listen to what it said. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, The Lord has done great things for them. You know, the heathen begins to see when the church begins to move. The heathen begins to take note. Did you ever know that? When things begin to happen in the church, I'll tell you, the world begins to know. There's been so little happening. The world isn't taking any note. One of the greatest sins that I see in the world is indifference. I don't know if the shouted is of the door, something. We used to have street meetings back in Scotland, and we've shared those with Glenn and Irma. And many times, we'd have objects thrown at us. We'd come down with a van, and at one time, I think 3,000 people turned out one night, and we've only a small town, it was 15, 20,000. And half the town turned out in the middle of the square to see us doing our religious exercises. You know what we were doing? Well, I'll tell you what we were doing. We were praising and worshiping and dancing before the Lord in the middle of our town. You see, God will try you at home first before he tries you abroad. Amen. And as we begin to worship the Lord, we got a lot of criticism. Somebody said, I thought people would be proud to see you as a family coming from your background and praising God. Well, strangely enough, they weren't pleased. They weren't pleased when we were in the world, and when we turned to Christ, they weren't pleased. And when we began to jump and rejoice in the middle of this town square, they were less pleased. I remember one night we drove down with this big gospel van, and the side would come down, and we'd light it inside with hallelujah and praise the Lord, and a group of young people, and then we could sing with tambourines and accordions, and we'd sing, "Here we are again. By God's love and mercy, here we are again." And somebody threw some eggs, and one of them hit the top of the van, and this young fellow, his shirt was covered with eggs. What a beautiful sight it was, right in the lights. I'll tell you, son, we've had things thrown at us, but I'll tell you something. I'd rather go through for Jesus. You know, I'd rather see something happen. You know, everywhere that Paul went, it was either a row or a revival. A riot or a revival. Let me tell you, when there's nothing happening, there's nothing doing. When there's nothing happening, there's nothing. But I'll tell you, we've got to get some reaction somewhere. I'll tell you, there's a reaction right now in the United States. So something must be happening. They've taken prayer out of schools. They've been persecuted by the, sorry to say this, the IRS. We see all around men and women are coming against the church. Listen, it's a good sign. The church is beginning to flex her muscles again. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. Well, we're not a full-fledged American yet, but thank God that President Reagan was voted in this last time. I'll tell you something. God is going to bless the United States of America more and more. I believe that moral issues are at stake, and it's time the saints took the kingdom. Can you say amen? It's time we begin to realize that God didn't place us here to be non-entities, nobodies and nothings. But he placed you here to represent, we are ambassadors for Christ in a foreign land. We're ambassadors, we are a colony of heaven. You know, there's a verse in Ephesians 4 that the Bible says that when he ascended in high, he gave gifts unto men, and that he might fill all things. And that is translated that he might fill the universe with himself. And I tell you, the day is coming when Christ is going to fill the universe with you and with me, because we are going to be representatives of Christ. Can you say amen? You know, it says, and he gave gifts, and when he arose, he took captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. I understand that the old Greek cities back in the Bible days, you know, they were a colony, was a colony within themselves. They had their own government. They had their own affairs. And really, they were a colony on their own. And what Paul's trying to tell us, that Jesus left the colony of heaven. And he came to take over this earth. And he came to make this a colony of heaven. And you know, when they used to take conquest, what happened when the army would come back to these cities, they would share the spoil with all the city. The soldiers would get the first and best spoil, then the citizens would have a share of the rest. And what he's saying, that he has ascended on high, and he's given gifts unto men. He shared the spoil with you and me. Can you say amen? Jesus shared the spoil after Calvary, and he's given gifts unto men, to the rebellious also. And I thank God tonight that God is building a kingdom. And Joseph said, listen, I'm leaving, I'm going home. But listen, I'll tell you something, God's going to visit. you. Let me tell you something tonight. God's going to visit the United States of America. I didn't plan to preach this tonight. This is not my message. But I'll tell you something. I feel this is the Holy Spirit. God's going to visit this land. When we came to this nation in 1966, the Holy Ghost showed us to go and preach as we're going, that we were in the beginning of the greatest spiritual awakening that the world had ever seen. People would laugh at us. We landed in 1966 in New York, and we were dressed with our Scottish kilts, and I tell you, the four brothers and my dad, mom, and his oldest sister, we were walking up Fifth Avenue. It was the 70th of March, 1966. And a group of people approached us and said, "Excuse me, sir, are you here for the Irish parade?" I don't know if you know what that means to a Scotsman. The story goes, there was an Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman, and never the twain shall meet. Listen, they said, "Oh, we weren't there for the Irish parade. We didn't know it was March the 17th. They got those saints mixed up. Anyway, our saint is St. Andrew, not St. Patrick. But I want to tell you, we were there for the Jesus parade. And when we came to this country, we would go to churches, and you know, they didn't know what praising God meant. Many of them, they could lift their hands to their shoulders, and they thought they were doing well. But before we left, they got to visit this and worship the Lord. I'll tell you, God visited His people. We've gone to churches, and Brother Glenn Foster will confirm this. When we went to his church first, I think he had 170 or 180 people. And, you know, he was in praise, and we came together. It was like a combustible force that came together, the whole family. And the power of God fell on Glenn Foster's church. I think today, I think it's over 1,000 families. I think it's between 3,000 and 4,000 is his total complement of his congregation. And listen, the praising churches are outgrowing the busing churches. We come from a church in Virginia Beach. Pastor Wally Odom, a good brother in Christ, a man that's quickened by the Holy Ghost, standing for God just like Glenn and Irma's doing. And 5 years ago, he had 140 people. And God began to quicken his spirit. One day he got so dissatisfied with his tradition and religion. You know, it's a religion that crucified Christ. And that's the old Babylonian spirit that's been creeping to the church for generations. You know what's wrong with the church today? You know, we've gotten so far from praise, it's become an alien thing for us to praise God. The church has got so far from praise, it becomes something foreign. And so we began to fear it. And then when we didn't understand what it is, we fought it. And this is what's happening in the churches today. They're fighting the presence of God and they don't know it. But you and I have been quickened and it's been revealed to us. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll be glad and rejoice. And I think, say amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We've been quickened by the Holy Ghost. You know, Wally Odom, he felt this great need, and he'd like to share this. Sometime he may come to Glenn and share this. But God began to talk to him about praise. And he came, and he says, "Well, I need a man of God outside more, and thank God for men that are big enough to see that their own movement hadn't got anybody anointed enough to lay hands upon them. I need somebody to lay hands upon me." He'd read some books by Judson Cornwell, and after he read that book, he began to dance before the Lord. Well, that was too much for his movement. How many know that someday when you begin to dance, it's too much for the movement? See, that's not in their catalog. That's not in their order of service. You see, it was never taught them, you see. I didn't know, but many of these movements, they began in division anyway. It couldn't end in unity. God's going to do something today. And he was sent for Brother Glenn Foster, and he said, "Brother, God has shown me you have to lay hands upon me." And Glenn Foster laid hands on Wally Odom, and the power of God hit him. And let me tell you, he's been changed in another man. Listen, 1,600 people on Sunday morning worship God with him. He's just started, I think it's this rebuilding an auditorium for 2,500. Listen, in 4 years, they intend to build one for 7,000. And God showed him a figure, and he didn't tell his group, and they made a projected figure for 1995. Oh yes, we'll be around in 1995. Don't you worry about it. And in 1995, he made a project. Listen, in 1995, they're planning a company of 20,000. Can you say amen? Listen, thank God for men that shall dream dreams and see visions. And God's got men all over this nation tonight that are moving and gone. We were up in Nova Scotia recently to a church of 1,200 with Judson Cornwell. And these men were excommunicated for their allegiance to God. They were more aligned to God than they were to their movement, so they're probably excommunicated. Because, you know why? Because they taught the kingdom truth. Because they taught that it was right to worship and dance before the Lord. And what a beautiful company of people. And I'm glad I was there to lend support to that company. But they're going on. And listen, all over Canada, there's a move of the Holy Spirit taking place. Let me tell you something, because we're traveling, Robert and I travel continuously. Down from me, God spoke to us just about 2 or 3 years ago. We were in Brother Foster's church, and the Holy Ghost spoke to us to travel to the east. Now, east is not our choice. The flesh would preferably stay in California, Phoenix, Arizona, or South Texas. But when God speaks, you've got to go. And we moved to the East Coast, and this is what the Holy Ghost showed us. And it's been confirmed many times since. There's coming a move of the Holy Spirit, a move of restoration, right along the East Coast of the United States, right up from Canada to Florida, and it's going to sweep to the West. Can you say amen? Listen, we've been there, we know it's happening. Right up in Alexandria, near Washington. Right up in Arlington, near Washington. Right up these many, many cities right down that coast, right down to Wally Odom, 1600, right to John Jimenez, and right down the coast to Florida. Listen, God's got an army. Listen, God's getting his people ready for a move of the Spirit. Listen, Joseph said to his brethren, you're not settling down here. Don't settle for Egypt when there's Canaan. Don't settle for the world when there's better things than that. We were never made to grumble in the things of the earth. We were made as eagles' heads to soar in the heavenlies. Don't settle for the things of time. God said through Joseph, listen, God's going to visit you. And you're going to leave. And I'll tell you something. I'll tell you the faith that Joseph had. Listen to what he said. And when you leave, listen, I'll get you to covenant this with me. When I leave, you're going to take my body with you. Hallelujah. Don't you see the implication? The day that they left Egypt, 4 strong men got a hold of Joseph's coffin, and he marched with the pilgrims to the promised land. Listen, I don't want to leave anything in the world. I'm bound for Canaan's land. Can you say amen? We're not of this world. I tell you, God's put a going through spirit in me, and you need to get it, and you, if you haven't got it. We're not settling for less than God's best. You can settle for the good, but the good is the enemy of the best. But I'm bound for Canaan's land. Are you bound for Canaan's land tonight? He says, don't leave my body here. Oh, I know I've been blessed in Egypt. But the only reason I came to Egypt was that many of you would be saved alive. The only reason that Jesus came to this world is that you and I may come into the kingdom. But listen, he didn't mean it to leave. Listen, we're both, we're citizens of another country. We're an embassy of heaven. And we're stamped with the works and the touch of immortality among our lives. God's got bigger things for you, friend. God's got bigger things for you, brother. God's got bigger things for you. We're making for Canaan. Listen to, and then I'm going to finish. And we're going to pray for, because I know God's going to do a dealing here tonight. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. Thank God for the prophetic vision of Joseph. Can you say amen? Thank God for men that have a vision that can see beyond the barriers of time. Joseph said, so Joseph died being 110 years old. And they embalmed him. And he was put in a coffin in Egypt, but they didn't stop there. The day came when, 400 years later, they took up the remains of Joseph. They listened to his word. Listen to what happened. They took persecution to push him to Canaan. I don't know what it's going to take for you and I to get into our inheritance. But listen, ill that he blesses is our good. an unblessed good is ill. And all is right that seems most wrong if it be his blessed will. Listen, I'll say it again. Ill that he blesses, ill or evil that he blesses, is our good. An unblessed ill is good. And all is right that seems most wrong if it be his blessed will. We're going on. And we're going to a city that has foundation. Abram looked for a city. We've heard about the city. It's the city of God. It's the city of Zion. It's a city of praise, where God is enthroned in his praise, and we're making for the city. Are you going with us tonight? God is going to visit you. But we're not staying there. We're going on. Shall we bow in prayer? I don't know why the Holy Spirit allows us to change our message at the last minute. I'd rather maybe he didn't, but that's how it is. It would be easier for preachers if they just read the sermon. But long ago I learned to listen to the Holy Spirit. I know that hearts are here tonight that are hungry for God, that need a touch of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask Robert to come up and minister with us, and Brother Glenn and others of the brethren tonight. I know tonight there are folks who need deliverance here and need a real touch. There are things chafing in your spirit that only God knows. I don't know them. Nobody's been telling me anything. But I'll tell you, God, the Holy Ghost, has got inside information on you and I. Can you say amen? And you've come here from the various places, but tonight you've said, is there a God? I believe the word of prophecy was you've come with your burdens. Listen, Jesus is the great burden bearer. He's the great deliverer. He's the great I am. If tonight you have a need, and I don't care what realm it's in or on tonight, listen, Jesus can set you free. It may be bondage to self. It may be you're too proud to take part with what we're doing tonight. You may be too proud to get up and dance before the Lord. Well, David wasn't too proud. Michael criticized him, but you know what happened to Michael? She went to her grave because she criticized David, childless, unfruitful. I don't want to go to my grave unfruitful, and I'm not going to criticize the anointing of God, but I know tonight that God can set you free. If you care, just to, as you close your eyes, you, whatever you need, I want you to come to the front here. The Holy Ghost may fill you tonight, he may slay you under his power, but I don't care what it is. I'm willing for all that God has for us tonight. Are you willing tonight? If you're willing, why did we stand in his presence tonight? Let's all stand. Hallelujah. As Robert plays something suitable, I want you to come down these aisles. If it's salvation, if you're here and you're not a Christian, you can't begin the journey until you're born again. You've got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you've never met Jesus Christ as a satisfier of your soul, as a savior of your soul, you can meet him tonight. Let me tell you, you only begin your journey when you meet him. You won't arrive when you meet him, but I'll tell you, you'll begin your journey. And then we're going on. If you're unsaved tonight, why don't you just come down and we'll pray with you tonight. You may be invited by a friend. Well, why didn't you come to Jesus tonight? Anybody unsaved in it? Listen, put up your hand if you're too timid to come to the front, and we'll pray with you. Hallelujah. You maybe got a sickness in your body tonight. If you raise your hand, we'll pray for you tonight. Raise your hand. Thank God for these hands raised all over the building. Now, I'm not going to embarrass anybody. I want everybody to close their eyes and sincerely close your eyes, because we're going to deal with very personal things tonight. We're going to deal with things that are known only to you and known to God. And I don't want anybody looking around. We're not here for a sightseer's conference. We're here for a dealing with God. I don't want anybody opening their eyes. I want you tonight. And you've come with something unspeakable in your spirit tonight. You've been bound by a habit that's accursed your life. And you've cried, oh God, set me free. And the next day you're going doing the same thing. Listen, if you're here tonight, everybody's eyes closed, I want you to lift your hand. Amen. Put him down again quickly. I don't want anybody to take advantage of other folks. You know, Jesus never revealed sin to expose people. He revealed sin to deliver them. And I know we can maybe reveal things tonight, but I don't believe it's God's way to do that. We've dealt with sickness and we've dealt with burdens and things that are known only to you. It may be tonight that you have problems in your heart. Heart problems, family problems. Why did you come? I want those that lifted their hands to come tonight. And we're going to pray and anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. God's going to set you free tonight. This is going to be a night of deliverance from whatever's binding. If you're willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. You'll enter in like Joseph. You'll enter in like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into the kingdom. But if you refuse and rebel, God will have to deal with you. I can't deal with you. In that line, God will have to deal with you. I want Glenn to come and some of his elders and will anoint with oil. I believe tonight God's going to fill some of the Holy Ghost and some are going to be slain under the power of God as we pray for them. Because I believe God is in this place. Amen. Because God, as we praised, was on the scene when we prayed. Did you know that? His glory is in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. You know what it means? He's awesome in praises. When we praise Him, God does something. God does miracles when we praise Him. Because when you praise Him, you make God feel at home. And God works His best when He feels at home. That's exactly what it means. Make God feel at home. Make God feel at home. Can you feel comfortable with God in His praise tonight? Because God's going to do miracles here tonight. God's going to visit you tonight. You may be come thinking, well, does God care? Well, listen, God cares. And God cares through His servants tonight that what happens to you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. And then, I want somebody to stand behind them. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. What do you need tonight? Listen, we're going to pray by proxy for you. And I want you to submit yourself to the Holy Ghost because God can send His word for you tonight. As we're anointed with oil in the name of the Lord. Father, we smite this affliction. And Lord, just let the touch of God come through this sister tonight. Make a channel, Lord, a communication of your blessing. Lord, in Jesus' name, meet every need in her life. And the life of those she's mentioned tonight. This brother McMillan, Lord. God, we speak to this heart problem. You're the healer of broken hearts, Lord. Touch tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Just submit to the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, what you need. Amen. Well, you believe that God can do it? He has forgiveness of spirit for you. Lift your hand. Allow the Holy Ghost to just fill you with and flood you with His presence tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, set the sister free from the spirit of fear. I speak to you, spirit of fear tonight, to leave this sister. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the sister be set free. Begin to praise Him for deliverance tonight. He came to set the captives free and that He may break every yoke. Thank you, Lord. Sister, just keep praising Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. What's your name?
I had a physical and I had
diabetes. Amen. You believe God can heal you? Lift your hand and accept until the Holy Ghost do the rest. Believe God for a miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Make them aware that they're going to you because we'll not they'll catch you. Thank you, Lord. What do you need?
unspoken, lift your hand. God knows what you need. Father, we bind any affliction on everything that would bind his life, and we smite it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We say, sister, be free from this bondage that is troubling your life, that is binding your spirit. I can't speak to it tonight. Because in the name of Jesus Christ, sister, be set free tonight. In the name, by the name of Jesus. What do you need tonight? Amen. Lift your hand and allow the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, Lord, fill the sister with her heart's desire to work, to wait, to watch for thee. Right now, in Jesus' name, release her in the spirit tonight. Release her spirit to worship thee, to pray thee, to work for thee, to walk for thee, to witness for thee right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Believe God tonight. Just amen. Exodus 12 and the Father, we claim household salvation tonight. A lamb for an house. For this husband and children, we bind this strong man because he's been bound. And we release this father and his children into the fold and family of God in Jesus' name. Sister, accept it, receive it, and believe it. It's done. God will come through for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can eat tonight.
Delivered from a bondage of food.
Amen. Believe God tonight. Let God take your appetite. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to this uninhibited and inhibited appetite. I speak, Lord, because you've said, Lord, one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. Father, allow this fruit of the Spirit to be evident in this life from this hour. Father, smite in the name of Jesus. Sister, accept the deliverance. Cooperate with God. Submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. Right now, Lord, I thank you for touching this sister, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go and believe God's word there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you think God can heal you tonight? Well, when I lay hands upon you, God's going to touch that back. God's going to heal you. You believe it? We're going to know it was all in it. And you've come up being used water. Lift your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we smite this affliction. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Father, according to your word, Lord, we smite this affliction. We command it to leave. Right now, in Jesus' name, because it's been cursed, we rebuke it tonight. And command that healing power will flow in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Believe it, brother. Receive it. And accept it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I believe God. Thank you, Lord. What you need tonight? Amen. Amen. You think that God can set you free? That's nothing to God. Let me tell you something. From this night forth, God is going to set you free. As you just lend your vessel. We are weak, but He is strong. We're going to anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. And we're going to smite this thing.
Jesus.
Because we're going to bind, you know, the word in the Vietnamese for drugs is demon. We're going to cast this out tonight. Command it to leave in Jesus' name. Lift your hand and believe for a deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we smite with the hand of righteousness, Lord. And we command, Lord, these spirits to leave, Lord. In the name of Jesus. This insatiable desire for drugs, we command that this appetite be killed. This spiritual goal, in the name of Jesus Christ. We command in the name of Jesus, loose her and let her go. Sister, I want you to praise him. I want you to praise him tonight. Praise him for deliverance tonight. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching the sister tonight.
Thank you.
As she goes her way, she's going to be delivered in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Sister, go in peace and praise God for deliverance. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Freedom in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Father, we pray for the liberty of the Holy Ghost to be given our brother tonight. Touch him in spirit and soul and body tonight. Give him release of the Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Christ of Acuna.
Praise
you.
We need somebody else. Praise you, Jesus.
Dealing with God, it's the Holy Spirit, it's not me, it's God, God's faithful. Father, I bind in the name of Jesus
whatever is afflicting this vessel tonight. Thou spirit of affliction and addiction, I command thee to leave. I command this thing to be broken tonight.
Come out.
In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Release him and let him go tonight. Let it go, brother. Just let go.
Come out.
Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, this wrong relationship, we command your word against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let it go. Let it go. We break this thing. We break it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Just keep praying with them, and we'll keep along the line. Just keep praying. Do you want to pray?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, brother. Just move it a little bit in case if the Holy Ghost just touches you. Father, tonight, I pray for our brother tonight that you'll immerse him in your spirit and bring him into the truth of your kingdom. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You're king of that kingdom, Lord. And you're not only king, but you're Lord. And you're not only Lord, but you're our great high priest. And Lord, become Lord in this life, King, and become his high priest tonight. God, in Jesus' name, give a greater insight into things divine, into the things of the Spirit. Just, brother, breathe in the Holy Ghost, and let God do something for you tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Breathe in the Holy Spirit, and let God take over your life. Amen. Rabashika Mahzaka. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You're in God's hand. Hallelujah. Just let God have his way. If you were willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You think, is that all you've got in your heart? You have something else in your heart besides bitterness? Is that all you have? And hatred? Well, you know, the hearts. Well, listen, that can be, that become bound to spirit, like spirits, you see. The spirit of hatred, the spirit of bitterness. Lift your hand and allow the love of Christ to dwell in you richly tonight as we pray for you. Lord,
we speak deliverance to this young life. Where there's been bitterness, bring blessing. Where there's been hatred, bring love. God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, deliver him right now. God, fill that vacuum, Lord, tonight with the love and the mercy and power of God. God, whatever is binding this life tonight, whatever spirit is binding this life, I command it in the name of Jesus to leave. God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Spiritual
work. Thank you. Thank you.
This one here, praise the Lord. You know, I don't know what you're coming for tonight. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is in this place. And it's not what you tell me, it's what the Holy Spirit tells me I'm listening to. I'm listening to what you're saying, but I want to listen to what your Spirit's saying, and I want to listen to what you're not saying. And only then we can know for deliverance. This young man didn't tell us all, but God, the Holy Ghost, showed me. Listen, you come and just, you confess it to God if you want, if you really want to get rid of it, and allow the Holy Ghost to deliver you. You free if you're willing. Amen. Lift your hands and allow the Holy Ghost. It's all in self. You've got to deliver from self. It's all that selfish self, that proud self, that critical self, they're putting forth of the finger come from that same root. It's as bad as sin, because it becomes sin if we allow it to take root. Father, in Jesus' name, I smite this thing and I pray for deliverance for a sister. Release from this selfish attitude, from this critical attitude that's embedded in a selfish motive. I command in the name of Jesus, I should submit herself to you tonight. Sister, so just to release herself to the Holy Ghost. God wants to set you free. God wants to set you free tonight. Just love the Lord. Tell him you surrender all tonight. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, help her tonight. Help her tonight, Lord. Help her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for touching our sister tonight. Do your own peculiar work in this life, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's been hindering your life. Nothing else. Yet nothing that you know. Amen. Lift your hands and we'll allow the Holy Ghost to do the rest.
Father, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I bind the spirit of fear tonight.
Amen.
And I command it to leave this body. Lord, that's been persecuting this mind. Lord has been playing tricks in his mind. You devilish spirit, I command you to leave. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just release it to the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. What do you need tonight, dear?
Can set you free tonight and give you desire for things divine. Lift your hands and believe God tonight. Father, we smite these spirits that would hinder this dear one reading the Word of God. This lack of desire has been created by this thing. In Jesus' name, I smite it tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah. Go and praise the Lord and read God's Word. You'll find that God is something in your life right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right. I pray, family, that praises together and prays together, stays together.
Father, in Jesus' name. For this mother tonight, I pray for unity in this home. I pray for a harmony and a oneness. You said that they may be one, as I and the Father are one, that they may be one in us. Lord, one not only in church, but one in the home. One in our business, Lord. One in every part of our life. Bring harmony. Bring wholeness. Lord, as she surrenders her life to you tonight, make her a channel of blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
What does it do? Are you a mother? A family? Well, the Bible says, you know, he'll give you strength. See, the Lord our God giveth his strength, and he's going to give you strength tonight. He's going to really touch your life tonight as you... As you surrender to him, your will to him, your will must become one with his will tonight. Lift your hand. The Lord is your strength and your song. And he's also become your deliverer.
Amen.
Father, we speak deliverance to this life tonight. Deliverance, Lord, from the thraldom of these things that would hinder our progress,
Amen.
That would hinder help in the home, that would hinder our walk in the Spirit,
yes.
That would hinder, Lord, everything. In Jesus' name, set us free tonight to worship Thee, to walk with Thee, to witness for Thee, that shall be, Lord, full of diligence for You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Ye the Lord. Thank You, Lord. What do you need to do? What disease is there? What disease is
there?
Well, God, listen, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power. And love. Well, we're going to bang the spirit tonight. You know, because that's the enemy. And then... That's the devil speaking that to. I don't believe it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I smite this affliction. And I command wholeness and healing in the place of this deception of the enemy. God, in Jesus' name, I speak power and authority in the name of Jesus. I speak wholeness and healing to this life tonight. Lord, I speak confidence and faith, tranquility and peace, and power of believing tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sister, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might. Not your might, His might. Strengthen the strengthless soul He speaks. And life unto the dead. God, in Jesus' name. You don't need to strive to do it. You need to relinquish your claims and let God touch you tonight. The peace of God. That passeth all understanding. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sister, be set free. Be set free from this affliction. These afflicting spirits, I command you to leave. I command you to loose it and let it go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Set free to worship. Set free to praise. Hallelujah.
Spirit of fear and torment.
Looser in Jesus' name.
Looser.
We speak, Lord, to these things.
Looser.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for delivering. Say, thank you, Lord
Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Yes, thank you for delivering me tonight. For setting me free. For setting me free. I thank you for being my deliverer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Lucifer in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Lucifer.
In Jesus' name.
I bind you now.
Lucifer. In the name of Jesus.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. Thank you, Lord.
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. Lucifer.
In the name of Jesus.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. Lord, in Jesus' name.
Lucifer.
Come out of her now, Jesus. Come out of her now,
Jesus. Come on, Lucifer, come out. Jesus.
Come on, come out.
You lying spirit. You lying spirit.
Lucifer,
come out.
Come on, Lucifer.
You lying spirit, I command you to leave this body.
Jesus.
You deceiving spirit. Come out and set this mind at rest.
Come on, Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Set this Lucifer. Mind at rest.
Come on, who? Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. What do you need to do? Claim the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. I'll bless you in the city and I'll bless you in the field.
Amen.
Lord, we claim the blessings of Abraham tonight.
Yes.
The blessings of the kingdom, Lord.
Yes.
And we remove the curses, Lord.
Yes. We
were not under law, but were under grace.
Amen.
And we command the healing and blessing in this realm of prosperity. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Terrible pain to my knees and legs.
It's really
bad. I get a
bone on my heart. We're going to smite that spirit of a... Lift your hands and praise God. Father, we smite this affliction. The afflicting spirits, I command you to leave this place. In Jesus' name, I command you to leave this place. Of a child of God. He was made a curse for us. You are our healer and our deliverer. With our hands in your name, Lord. In Jesus' name. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just to let the Holy Ghost do it for you. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just do it completely, Lord. Do it completely, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And your body?
Yeah.
Your nervous system?
Yeah.
It's coming from your nails, is it? Yeah, because nails can cause all the pain, you know, false sensations all over your body. Yeah. Well, listen, God's going to heal you tonight. We're going to anoint with oil if you get oil. In the name of the Lord. The Bible says, and the
And if they've been sick, the Lord shall raise them up. And if they've committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Lord, we pray tonight. And we smite this nervous condition. Lord, that would provoke his body to pain in his different parts. I command, Lord, that you touch this body tonight. In Jesus' name. Brother, just surrender. Lift your hands and surrender to the Lord. Christo Vosoka Mahana. In Jesus' name. Just touch him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. What you need tonight? Well, God can deal with that, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we smite you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And we command this chest to be cleared, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name. Loose it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Okay. The Lord can deal with it. In the name of Jesus, I command, Lord, for the stiff throat to be made whole. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. But with his stripes, brother, you are healed. Accept that healing tonight for this chest complaint. From the tip of his head to the soles of his feet. Let the Spirit of God deal with this thing as we curse it at the roots. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. What do you need? You're still with your wife? Possible to get back together with your wife? In that depression, do you lose your temper? Yeah. And then you upset your wife and your children. And, you know, it causes a furor in the home, you know. It brings it well. But, you know, are you a workaholic? You know, they don't stay with you. Well, how long have you been seeing him?
It's been a day before. Yeah.
Was there ever a time when you yielded your life to Jesus Christ? And you said, Lord, come into my life and take possession of me. Well, the devil's a liar, because Jesus would never refuse to commit your life if you invited a man. You got a broken heart. Well, no doubt your wife is too. Well, we're going to pray. God, Jesus can mend broken hearts, and he can mend your broken home too.
Amen.
I want us all to pray. Just lift your hands, and we're going to pray with you. I'm going to smite this nervous complaint. I don't know where it comes from, but I know where it's going. In Jesus' name, I command this nervous complaint to leave this body. This nervous spirit, this distracting spirit, this disturbing spirit. Lord, this workaholic spirit. I pray for peace, Lord, in this life. I pray for this family. I pray for the wife. I pray for reconciliation, Lord. God, is there anything too hard for you? God, in Jesus' name, Lord, touch this young man tonight. God, you're a healer. You're not a destroyer. You came to heal men's lives, not to destroy them. So in Jesus' name, touch him tonight, Lord. God, give him a new beginning, Lord. God, give him the assurance of your peace, the peace of sins forgiven, the peace of your word, Lord, the peace of God that passes all understanding and misunderstanding. God, let it rule in his heart. From this hour forth, Lord, let there become a change.
a new confidence, a new determination in this life to do what you want them to do. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, tonight for your presence. For your presence will not touch you tonight. Just fulfill your word regarding this life and regarding this wife and family. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There's nothing too hard for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go, Lord, and trust the Lord, brother. And we're going to keep praying with you. God will get your things sorted out. And you know that God's plan is for reconciliation for you. To yourself first to Him, and then to your wife and your family. We'll continue to pray that God's going to give you a miracle. As you get your own life straightened out first, God will give you a miracle. Amen. Father, just continue thy hand upon this brother tonight. He needs, Lord, your comfort. He needs your encouragement. You are the encourager of the brethren. You're not one that casts us down. You are the lifter up of our heads, Lord. God, lift up our brother tonight from that low plane of despair. To a place of strength and encouragement in Jesus' name.
Discouragement.
Oh God, in Jesus' name.
Rebuke every.
God, lift his spirit tonight. Lift his spirit tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 God bless you, Father.
We just continue to pray and just you trust God for taking you through. We'll be praying with you.
Believe God to heal him. Father, in Jesus' name. God, I smite this arm. This complaint in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name, heal. You are a healer, Lord. You are a healer, Lord. We speak peace. We speak healing. We speak the power of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Hearing.
Hearing.
Losing
even
hearing this year.
Yeah. Well, God.
I came up here to get
you. God can give you a new ear, though. What's God is smite. In the name of Jesus, I command this deaf spirit.
Person.
To leave this ear.
Person.
I command healing and healing. In the name of Jesus, from this hour, Lord.
Restoration.
From this hour. From this hour, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Be it done, Lord, in Jesus' name. Believe God, brother.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
One song and we'll be dismissed tonight. I believe God did great things tonight. I believe that needs have been met and the devil has been chased, and I believe the kingdom of God has increased tonight because of your faithfulness coming to these services. Why did we sing that song that Robert's been playing tonight?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.